This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's in it for you, you're asking already. There's a lot of good conversation from very intelligent people that are a part of your life every day. On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. That's what you're listening to. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Our focus is on Iran, and then we'll do a television report.
All right.
I like to mix and match here. They always
we like to give them things they don't have in Iran.
Non sequiturs. Yes, the hardliners in Iran are having real problems. We're so drowning. And I was talking about this earlier. I think, Jennifer, you and I had a conversation about this, or I saw something, and she sent me some, one of the radio station owners sent me something. I thought it was backed up by something, unless I'm dreaming it, about ratings. And I know we were talking about it earlier, what's going on in talk radio because of Trump. He sucks up all of the oxygen in the room, so that people are not talking about other things that are going on, like this whole situation in Iran. There are all kinds of protests going on. They're taking a cue from us. The protesting going on that is mobilizing thousands of supporters of the liberal thinking in Iran. We don't think of Iran as liberal. We think of Iran as these right-wing clerics, this nutbird, the Ayatollah, and that other, who was the guy we called him, Ahmadinejad Jacket? What was his,
Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, him too. And they threw him out and put in a much more progressive leader, but his ability to lead has been blunted by these clerics, the hardline right-wing people who are at the top, but they are not a part of the millennial culture that's growing in Iran. And you see this all over the world, but I found this most interesting because we're always kind of looking at Iran with this glare, right? Those bastards in Iran, they're no good. But they're not really like that at all. There was a rally outside Tehran University this week. Actually, the past 6 days, there have been all kinds of pro-reform and demonstrators of all sizes and shapes staging a sort of solidarity and giving an up yours to the Ayatollah. But yet we don't, you know, I mean, it's not part of our life here, but yet we so are soured on Iran because of the deal that was made by the last administration. People say we got screwed and yada, yada, yada. Well, all that may be true, but that's not what's going on with the fundamental. It's like in our country, what you see and hear about the politics, that's not what really life is about. We're having to go to work every day. We got to pay our bills every day. We go through the normal things. And in Iran, the same thing is true. What we hear and the news media pays attention to, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, or how do you pronounce his name, the supreme leader of Iran, the millennials in Iran, they despise him. They don't want him there. I'm expecting that there will be trouble and a revolution in Iran in the next 4 or 5 years. Again, it was, 1979? Jimmy Carter basically was responsible for the Shah being overthrown. And look at what came out of that. And now, because it's been going on there for, 30, 40 years, people are sick of it. So there were pro-form demonstrations that have been taking place. I think a couple of people were killed recently. And so you look at, it's the university students who are not happy. The Ayatollah keeps, the Ayatollah is blaming the criminal United States for fostering and fomenting this trouble in his country.
Right.
Yeah. It's our fault because the people there are unhappy with him.
Well, they're a Sharia-led government, and we talk about this a lot, that, you know, people think, well, Sharia all of a sudden means terrorists. Well, no, but Sharia means definitely the extreme part of that religion. People that live under Sharia law do not believe in women's rights. They do not believe in rights for gays.
And the millennials, they don't like it. They don't.
Right,
they don't,
and so they have this, yeah, this more progressive mentality where they want, you know, power. And they're seeing that probably more than any other country in the world. Iran is seeing that disconnect where they have lost a bit of control over the younger people who go, wait a second, this isn't how it should be.
Right.
They're very
and the internet
educated.
And everything else is showing the younger millennials in Iran how the rest of the world can function and how the rest of the world does function, and it's not acceptable to them anymore. They can't be held in the dark like in North Korea where they don't have access to the internet.
Right.
I mean, this is out there. Yeah. And these are very intelligent, highly educated society.
Iran is a very intelligent country.
Yeah.
The population is very
education
well educated.
Is paramount.
Yeah.
So these are not, you know, bumpkins just, you know, out in the desert. Like that's how
you know
I think a lot of Americans think of them.
The reason I tell you this story is because I think it holds hope for those who think that everything in the Middle East is in chaos and everybody over there wants to, you know, down with the United States. And it isn't, that's not true. It may be the news media's portrayal of it, but it just isn't true. So all those of you who worry about every day somebody's going to blow us up from the Middle East, yeah, there are terrorists over there and there are a lot of nutcakes. But the average person in the street who is Victoria's age, Jennifer's age, Kara's age do not feel like the average person in the street who's my age in Iran. They just don't. The people who are my age in Iran have been spoon-fed, and they were so full of fear, terrorized by what happened after the revolution, they were too afraid to do anything. These kids, for whatever the reason now, they don't know any better, and they just said, to you, the Ayatollah.
There's some parallels, I think, to be drawn between how communist is in communism is in Eastern Europe. When I was in the Czech Republic, you could tell a difference in the vibe, the walk, the stature of people who were older who had been there under communist rule against younger people who are very much Western. You know, they're Westernized.
Yeah, the older people are just broken. All right, let's pause in a moment. We're going to bring you up to date a lot of television news today, including what the public TV stations are doing with their donor lists, plus other activity that involves some of the stars of some of the news shows. Jimmy Smith's becoming prominent again because of his role on 24. Let's get to that in a moment here.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Okay, those of you who are fans of public television, and I happen to be one of them, but who don't support public, it's public television, but that doesn't mean I want me and other taxpayers to pay for public television. Their begathons net them hundreds of millions of dollars a year, that's plenty. But one of the things that's kind of sneaky about what's going on, and you heard me talk about this, I think, before the election, maybe a little during the election, and I may have this different bit of information floating around today about how the Republicans on Capitol Hill are now demanding a review of funding once again for public broadcasting because they learned that here in Boston, WGBH gave a list of its donors to the Democrats. This is the fourth time, by the way, in recent years they've been accused of this. So there's got to be something to it. And maybe it isn't, you know, it's not a surprise. Their base, and I object to this. Maybe the rest of you.
I object.
I do because
I don't. Object, Your Honor.
I don't fit into the average public television viewer or listener. I haven't listened a lot to public radio here in Boston because it's pretty good. Even though it is left of center and they don't hold with many of my ideas, it's stimulating to listen to them. And by the way, the number one talk radio station here in Boston is the non-commercial WGBH. And in Washington, the same thing is true. WAMU radio is the number one radio station. Well, number two after WTOP. And that's because they do a good job and an intelligent job of presenting discussions about the issues. But I'll be damned if I want my name I've given to WGBH. And the only reason that I know this is going on is because I got a solicitation from the Democrats to give money to the campaign of Hillary Clinton. And how'd you get my name? I never gave money to Hillary Clinton before. Where'd my name come from? And it turns out it came from the fact that I have given money to WGBH in the past. So my name on the list of WGBH goes to the Democrats so they can solicit money from me.
Yeah, but says when you donate money to any site, now most of them have a little box that you check where you're acknowledging that they do not ever give your information to third party. You know,
I must have missed that box.
If you're on a list from a long time, if you're on the list from a long time ago, they didn't have to do that back then because it wasn't
illegal. We got a live one on the wire box.
It wasn't illegal to do it back then, so it's gotten the rules have become clearer.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy Smith's on 24. Anybody been watching 24 and think he's doing okay there? No?
I haven't seen it. I'm so excited to catch up.
I have. I've watched the first three episodes. It's actually it's pretty good. And Smith's, I'm trying to figure out whether he's a bad guy or not. There's a chance his father's a bad guy, and I'm trying to figure out whether he's a bad guy or not, because there are so many twists and turns in these 24 shows.
I was going to say, you can't trust anybody else.
No.
When is Designated Survivor coming back?
March.
Oh, okay.
Why did they give it such a hiatus? I was going to ask about
that. They typically do that when they order like 13 or 22 episodes and they start it in September.
Yeah.
They give it time off to run it up towards sweeps because they want it to finish in May.
Yeah.
I think they wanted to get away from 24, too.
Well,
I think they wanted to give 24 enough space.
That's an interesting thought, Victoria. That may be
because they knew everyone was going to expect Kiefer to be on it or make an appearance or something. Mm. People were hopeful.
All right, let's talk about what we watched last night. I'm becoming a fan of this Lethal Weapon. I saw it first on a plane, and then I started watching the old episodes when I had a moment at home in California, and I watched it last night on Live. They're likable characters. I don't know the guy who's playing Riggs, but Damon Williams is playing the Danny Glover role, and he's very likable. And the guy who's playing Riggs is very likable as well. It's just and their situational resolves are good. It's good healthy, but yeah, they're intriguing scripts. I think they do a good job, frankly.
I think it got renewed, right, for a second season?
Yeah.
That's good, so you can invest in it. I'm always afraid to invest in network shows because they all get canceled.
Well, the other one, Major Crimes, I watched that. That's the old Kira Sedgwick show that they changed the name of. But the characters, Tony Denison has been around forever as a character actor. You recognize him from Crime Story 35 years ago, and he was a baddie. He and G.W. Bailey, who's an old-time L.A. character actor, have such a great relationship on the show. It's fun to watch the two of them. And that's the kind of stuff I like to watch, frankly. What about Jennifer? You've been so busy, you haven't been able to catch up.
Yeah, I watched it. My life is so sad right now. I watched the debate for the head of the DNC last night on CNN, which was very exciting. It made me want to barf a little.
Uh-huh.
And oh, it's sad. But I did hear the big story, the big TV story yesterday was This Is Us. I heard it was a real tearjerker, even more than normal.
Did you watch it, Victoria?
No, I don't watch that show.
So what did you watch last night?
We watched an old movie from the 60s called How to Steal a Million, and it's with Audrey Hepburn and Peter O'Toole.
Oh, that's fun.
And the funny thing is, and Doug, you'll appreciate this, so in the beginning of the opening credits, Lewis noticed that it said music by Johnny Williams, and so he had this weird feeling. He was like, I'm going to look that up. I bet that's John Williams, and he was Johnny Williams in 1966.
Who knew? Yeah,
but exactly. but you could hear some of the tones that later became his signature sound.
All right, Jen, what's the best thing for tonight? You got 10 seconds.
Finale of How to Get Away with Murder and a new show that you'll like, The Early Story of Johnny Cash and other people like Elvis Presley, Sun Records on CMT.
Good.
Cool.
Thank you.
10 o'clock.
21 past the hour on DJD.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Thursday. Did we miss this? No, we missed Monday's New Music Monday.
Right.
We had missed Throwback Thursday for a while. These are the top five songs from this week in 1980. And that was the week, you may remember or not, the Olympic hockey team beat the Russians.
Do you remember that?
This week in 1980. I do, as a matter of fact. Yes, I don't know whether I'm sorry to say I remember it or not, but I do remember it. It was a big stir because we were at the... It was still the quarter... Reagan was just getting into prominence in politics, and he wanted to beat up on the Russians, and it was before the Cold War was over. Mm. And everything, anything and everything had to do with the Russians, we beat them. Yay, yay, yay.
Mm.
So, interesting how that hasn't changed much in
right.
the last 35 years.
Here we are.
Here we are again. Number five, this week in 1980, belonged to Fleetwood Mac. Recognize the female lead, Stevie Nicks and Sarah. You can crank this up if you want, Kara. Kara and Sarah. That's a good story, so. It's a good plotting, you know, you see when if you take the elements apart of pop music, especially stuff like this, you can feel the formulaic side of the music. You can hear the beat and kind of figure out what they're doing percussion-wise. But still, it doesn't distract from the good story that's being told. Nicely done. Number five, Sarah by Fleetwood Mac. Number four belongs to the queen of disco, Donna Summer, but On the Radio. At the end of the disco era, and this is good too. You can crank this up, Sarah.
Last big hit?
Yes, it was.
The
80s. Last big hit. Yep.
Yeah.
It was the last big hit. It was the end of the disco era.
Yeah.
Yep. Number four, Donna Summer's On the Radio. Number three belonged to Michael Jackson. Rock. This is a big Jackson song.
1980, number 3, on its way to number 1.
This has like elements of disco.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
It's like you can hear the transition happening.
I was never a big Michael Jackson fan, but of all of his songs, this was, I think, my last favorite. I did like this song. But you can crank it there, Kara. Okay. Next one is a little nauseating. But only because I found her nauseating. Yeah, exactly. Don't lose your breakfast over this one.
Yeah.
Captain and Tennille, number 2, Do That to Me One More Time.
Do that to me one more time. Yeah. I'm still very confused. Who's the captain? What's he a captain of?
The captain.
Who's Tennille?
His name is Daryl Dragon.
Okay.
He was the son of a famous musician, he just...
Is this like a yachting theme, though? To
yeah, it was kind of... Well, he used to wear a hat, look like a captain.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, here's the number one song this week in 1980, appropriately, Queen on the top spot with that crazy little thing called Love. What a great song this is. Oh,
that voice. Oh, Freddie Mercury
still at it. I can't do it. Crazy little thing called love. 28 after.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now get a Dell laptop for just $299.99. That's $200 off.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. Like a Dell laptop with i3 core processor for just $299.99.
Dell on SKU2148359, ends 22517.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jingling along on another day's adventure here. Are you listening to the DJV Experience on air with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here, Kara Schillen. The not so good news from the world of where our life, how do we sustain ourselves on this planet department? The way I'm almost getting fascinated to the point of it being almost a passion, learning how we can find other places to go. I don't know whether I'm feeling fatalistic about what's going on because there's so many people and we're doing such crazy stuff. One of the things that we're doing to our planet is screwing up the oceans. And about once a month, you'll find one of these reports around, and I don't mean it to do anything other than alert you as to what will affect our lives here moving forward. Going forward, scientists looking into the amount of oxygen that's in the ocean. As you all know, water is H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. So that means that one-third of the water is actually oxygen, and the levels are dropping. And they've gone down a couple of percentage points in the past, 40 years or so? 40, 45 years? 2% doesn't sound like a lot. But it actually has some pretty serious implications for the creatures that are living in the ocean. And also with that, there are the fishermen, the fisheries that are overfishing the oceans. And because of taking the balance of, you know, fish has become a staple, not that it wasn't always in certain Asian country, but I don't think it was a staple here in our country until all the news came out about how bad meat was for you. And poultry, not too great either, given the way they process it. So then the fishermen's, what's that show on TV, The Deadliest Catch?
Mm-hmm,
you see what goes on these ships, and they go out and they, you know, they're having to feed with the fish that's there. Millions, hundreds of millions of people would rather eat fish than anything else. So the fish's, the idea of fish reproducing themselves and being able to do that to the extent that they could keep up with the usage of using fish as a food is not possible. The fish have been overfished. The oceans have been overfished. And as a result, remember that fish are they're like we are. We breathe air in and we exhale carbon dioxide, which is absorbed in the photosynthetic process by the leaves on the trees, the grass, whatever is green, sucks up in the fascination of the brilliance of our scheme of being able to live here. The process is such that that's where oxygen is developed. We, our bad stuff is absorbed by the trees, and the trees then turn out good stuff in the form of oxygen. Well, the same thing happens in the sea with the fish. They're inhaling the water and getting the oxygen out of it so they can live, and then they exhale what they can't use. And because of us overfishing the sea, there aren't enough fish in the sea, literally, to exchange the oxygen and various other things, the nitrogen that's part of what we all live on, that we know about from our talk about superbeets. Nitric oxygen opens up our arteries, but it's the third most important gas in the solar system, in our system on Earth. And we're depleting ourselves of it by overfishing. Plus, we're throwing so much junk into the ocean. My God. The stuff, the...
Yeah, the, all the plastic and...
Oh, right.
But so, also, with the carbon, the problem, that when people say, oh, global warming, and people don't believe in it, well, it is real, and this is something, it's warming the ocean temperatures, and that's why the fish are coming further up to the surface, and because there's less oxygen.
And it's so easier to catch them then, yeah.
Well, there's also, you know, you're also the everything that's being deprived of oxygen below that level is dying off. So there are deep living creatures that are just dying, and things that are important in the food chain, like plankton and things like that, it can't survive without oxygen. So it's a big, big problem.
Yeah. Well, that coupled with overfishing. Now, the business about denial of global warming, whatever term you want to use, climate change, come on. Let's use some common sense here. In terms of whether we're causing it or not, that's an argument. But to argue that the planet is not changing is folly. The planet is changing. And you can see, in some circumstances, drastic examples of how it is changing in just our lifetime. I mean, I'm looking at as the stuff off the Great Barrier Reef and things that people used to be able to experience there, and they can't anymore because of what's going on with the planetary changes. I'm a firm believer that the planet changes because the planet changes, and as much as we all egotistically want to think that it's all because of us, it isn't. But are we doing it a service? No.
Well, our carbon emissions.
We're not helping. There's no question. We're not helping.
Yeah,
So what do we do about it? Well, we're kind of on the right path. Whether it's too little, too late, that remains to be seen. We got solar panels and warming up battery-powered cars and, you know, things like that that will change what the footprint is, the carbon footprint. But we still got a lot of oil and coal and natural gas that's being used. And there's nothing I'd see in the future, immediate future, going to change that. It'll be modified by, you know, just drive down to Palm Springs and see those hundreds of turbine windmills that are powering much, actually, of Southern California. That's
which is great.
Great.
I wish every state had that.
And there's a lot of it going off the coast of various states, like Rhode Island has a big farm, a big, what they call a turbine wind farm being built out there.
Mm-hmm.
That'll change things a bit. But we have a lot of, we got to stop the population explosion. That's the only way you're really going to fix this to any significant impact. You got to stop people having so many babies. Until you do that.
No, I'm not kidding.
I agree 100% with you. I don't know how you do that.
I don't either. You know, put a cork in it somehow or other. Somebody's got to smarten up and figure out and somehow or other motivate people to modify the way they look at proliferation. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Biff has reappeared because Magic Johnson is taking over as president of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
He's been an advisor. He's quite the interesting character. I've only been around him once. He's one of those people that's bigger than life. I was, last night, not to be a name dropper, I was at an event for the governor of Massachusetts. His name is Charlie Baker. I'd never really seen him up close before, and I shook his hand and had a 4 or 5 minute conversation with him. The guy's almost 7 feet tall.
Wow.
A basketball player. I mean, you look at this guy, you look up to him. I said to him,
you're like, wow, this is like being with my co-host, Jen and Victoria.
Yeah, your pictures don't do you justice. I said to him, you're taller than I thought you were. A very pleasant guy. And he's, you know, he played basketball in college and all that sort of thing. But the reason I bring it up is because Magic Johnson had the same impact on me. And not name dropping, but Bill Clinton is another one of these guys. You look at him and you talk to him and he's looking right at you and it's like you're the only person in the world. Magic Johnson's kind of like that too.
Mm.
Anyway, he's assumed control of what's going on pretty much across the board, right, Victoria, at the Lakers?
Yeah, and this is kind of a big story because, you know, the Lakers are horrible. They have a 19-39 record right now, and it's their fourth, they're in the middle of their fourth straight losing season. So they needed a big shakeup, and hopefully Magic Johnson can be the guy. I mean, today is at 3 p.m. Eastern time is the trade deadline, so they don't have a general manager. They got rid of him.
He'll do that. Yeah.
He's kind of taken over everything right now until they get everyone else in place. So he seems optimistic, and you know, I didn't realize this until looking more into this, but he's apparently, besides his NBA history, he's been a pretty successful entrepreneur with a lot of different businesses.
Okay. You know who he reminds me of, and he's great friends with Arnold.
Oh, is he?
And he reminds me.
You know, I'm an Arnold fan now. I'm a big Arnold fan.
I know you are. Magic Johnson is cut out of that same cloth. Here's somebody who is one of the best basketball players probably in the history of the NBA. And then after he got out in the 90s, he started a business. And he bought a lot of real estate. He invested in some businesses. And now he's worth a lot of money.
Mm.
And he's $500-600 million anyway, easily. About the same. Arnold's in that same league. $500-600 million.
Wow.
They're worth because of their investments and their intelligence when it came to business. And but he still loves. You can tell by watching his body language around the basketball players. He loves the game and wants to be involved in it. And because he's good at it, he's very smart. He has ingratiated himself, if you will, into the lives of the players so they respect him.
Right.
And I think he may have, I think this is probably a smart move from what I can see. And I'm, you know, we've easily established I'm no sports fan or sports guru, but you can see people, I'm good at observing people and the kind of personality that people will respond to. And again, as with Schwarzenegger, people respond to him, people will respond to Magic Johnson. And this may be the smartest thing they've done for a long time. So he's had a shot. He's got some ownership still in the Dodgers, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe he might, yeah. He has these big conglomerates that he's a part of. So,
yeah,
he probably does have a small stake
in
the Dodgers.
Like, it's called Magic Johnson, Inc. for a reason. It's like Schwarzenegger, Inc.
Right.
It's their personalities and their smart, their business acumen that gets them to be successful. I mean, certainly Magic Johnson didn't make the kind of money they do now. This was 20 years ago. So, you know, did he make $20-30 million a basketball player? Probably. But he's worth 20 times that now. So he had to have done something smart with his money. And one of the things he did was buy land. One of the things he did was invest in a small black companies that were starting up mostly in the Los Angeles area that he encouraged. He was a lot like the people in Shark Tank on his own. He'd bring people in that had ideas, and he'd encourage them, and he'd invest in their companies. And Warren, by the way, I think he would tell you that Warren Buffett was a big inspiration for him, because he looked around, he saw how people made money, and he said, okay, this is how they make money, I'm going to do it just like them. Mm. Which is, why would you recreate the wheel?
Right.
Somebody who does well, hello.
Yeah, right. If Warren Buffett creates the financial wheel, why do you need to
invest? Yeah, why do you want to do something different?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do what he does. I'm following him. Anyway, so good luck to him, and good luck to the team.
Yeah.
Good luck to all of us who are looking for a good night's sleep. Hello. If you are just laughing and scratching when you go to bed at night, and then you find, these sheets, I don't want to sleep on these sheets, and you go out and you try to buy a new set of sheets and you can't find what you really want, hold your horses, hold the phone, hold it. Listen to Victoria and me for the next 60 seconds talk about the highlights of using these Parachute sheets. Brand new on the market. You haven't heard about them before. We're the first people to really be talking about this. I mean, think about it this way. You spend a third of your life in the sack, and hopefully it's not all sleeping, but it's whatever it is that you're doing in the sack, you ought to enjoy it. And with great sheets, you can. This is the best-selling, all of a sudden, like out of nowhere. I was invited to come over to their facility in Los Angeles a couple, 3 weeks ago, and I went over and saw what they had, felt the quality. And I saw how they ship things. We've all been talking about that. Man, it's got to be a quality outfit. Look at how the presentation even comes to you when you order these sheets. You don't have to go to a store. Go online to parachutehome.com/DJV. Look at the catalog. Look at the things, the various bedding sets, the pillowcases, the duvet colors, the covers, the sheets. They even have towels, all kinds of things. The best stuff you've ever slept on, guaranteed, or you get new sheets. They give you a 60-night trial, 2 months, to test run these sheets. You can do everything you can possibly think of on these sheets in 2 months, and if they don't work, then you send them back. And they, by the way, they use the old sheets they give them to Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
They're very progressive, smart ladies that are running this company.
Really, and also, are. It's worth mentioning that part of their proceeds also goes to Nothing But Nets.
Yes.
Gives UN malaria nets. Yeah. And that saves, God, that saves like a life every 30 seconds or something.
Yep.
It's unbelievable how quickly that is such an effective tool.
Most important thing is you're going to like the way this stuff feels on you. These sheets feel good. You'll rest better with Parachute bedding. Find what you want and order it online and get free shipping when you go to parachutehome.com/DJV.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
We love them. 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. He wants us to flash back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when movies like Earthquake were big. So I figure you got a good story for us from Earthquake or that genre, Chucker.
Interesting story broke last night. Twilight star Kristen Stewart, who's done a lot of independent films over the last few years, is in negotiations to do a big-budget disaster film over at 20th Century Fox titled Underwater, about a scientific crew, a scientific crew who fight to survive during an earthquake under the water, being described as Armageddon underwater. I thought that was it really, if I was doing an earthquake movie underwater, Kristen Stewart wouldn't be my first choice. She's no George Kennedy, but it's an interesting career choice for her.
All right, so isn't that funny? We were just talking about Victor Garber and the character actor. He plays any kind of role. We're just off the air talking about Victor Garber and how prolific he is on television. He's all over the place. Movies, he's all over the place. And how George Kennedy was that guy 40 years ago. George Kennedy could play any role.
You need to explain to Kara in Victoria who George Kennedy, who he was.
Wasn't he an airplane?
George Kennedy was airplane.
He played Joe Petroni. He was in the airport movies.
He was in
Joe
all
Petroni.
Of them.
He was the character that popped up in every single one of them.
Yeah.
And then he also co-starred with Charlton Heston in Earthquake in 74 and co-starred with Paul Newman in Cool Hand Luke.
That's where he got started. His first good role was when he was late 20s. 20s as the bad guy in Cool Hand Luke. He was the sheriff and used to try to keep the gang in shape. But he played all kinds of really horrible. He was in a John Wayne movie. He was so bad, and yet he would play these lovable characters later in his career with Leslie Nielsen and those silly movies.
Oh, the Naked Gun.
The Naked Gun movies.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
And unfortunately for him and fans, you'll see him in memoriam during the Oscar telecast because he passed away in 2016. You speak in the Oscars, I'm going to predict, Doug, that Jimmy Kimmel will do a very good job Sunday night and will be a mainstay as the host for years to come.
Really?
Well, yeah, I believe
we wish him well.
I think so.
In a moment, I'm going to ask the Chucker about Kevin O'Connell, who's been up for an Oscar 21 times and hasn't won once. Let's see if he can break that record. We'll talk about that plus more movie news in a moment here.
February is Black History Month, a time when we honor the achievements of African Americans throughout history. AT&T has partnered with noted historian and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Dr. Henry Louis Gates Jr. to celebrate with the 28 Days program.
Black people have been at the forefront of technology as far back as when Louis Latimer drafted plans for the first telephone. I'm proud to be working with AT&T so that the stories of black trailblazers in the arts, business, and STEM continue to be shared and hopefully inspire the next generation of innovators.
AT&T 28 Days highlights modern-day pioneers in the Those Who Dare video series, now available online. Visitors to the website can also learn more about black excellence via interactive albums. Dr. Gates invites viewers to check out his new TV series, Africa's Great Civilizations, a journey of 200,000 years of culture, premiering February 27th on PBS. For more black history facts, visit att.com/28days.
All right, 57 after the hour. So sound mixer Kevin O'Connell is an Oscar record holder, but you probably never heard of him because he's been nominated 21 times for his work as a sound mixer in movies. Latest was Hacksaw Ridge, but Chucker, he's done the movie music all the way back to Terms of Endearment, Few Good Men, Spider-Man, Transformers, and he's never won yet.
But he's been nominated 21 times?
21 times, yep.
Pretty good. Yeah, I guess, you know, a lot of people know composers, you know, John Williams, James Horner, et cetera.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people, I guess, know sound mixers. I've never heard of a sound mixer fan club before, so I'm not that familiar.
They're
with
the ones who put all the noise together that you hear
really
on the movies.
I'm really glad you did your homework and brought them up to me.
All right, good, Chuck. All right, what else have you got for movie news?
One bit of movie news, actress Yvonne Stravinsky, who co-starred alongside Kiefer Sutherland in the last season of 24. She was really good that season. Going to be one of the main players in Shane Black's new Predator movie titled The Predator, which has just begun filming, be out next year. Shane Black's the guy who did Iron Man 3 and the nice guy. Good director, good writer. I'm really interested in that movie, the sixth Predator movie.
Great. Another Predator movie. This is what we need.
Chuck Curry.
Also, there's another Alien movie, Alien Covenant, in production, directed by Ridley Scott. That'll be out.
Follow Chuck at Poseidon72. Listen to his weekly podcast, Movie Maniacs, on iTunes and Auto.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.